Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the powerful word of God, the word becoming flesh as Jesus. And so, as we do that this week, we're kind of breaking down the variety of things that the Bible says God's Word is useful for, that it's powerful for. And basing it out of the week's theme, out of 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17, which says, "All Scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Today, we're into that rebuking part of that passage. And we're going to be talking and praying about the power of God's Word for rebuking. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 5 says, "It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools." There's much that the Bible has to say about the difference between wisdom and foolishness, and about our natural flesh and inclination to kind of lean towards or prefer foolishness, because wisdom is difficult, because wisdom is challenging, because wisdom changes us. But when we look at God's Word, God says it's useful for rebuking. And so many times, like so much of Scripture, we read stuff like that, and our first reaction is somebody else. It's useful for our rebuking somebody else. It's useful for us to use in rebuking the wrong that somebody else does. And there are times for that, and obviously God's Word makes it clear that we're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ enough that we help them. We help them to do right. We help them to repent. We help them to restoration. But the first step really is to allow God's Word to rebuke us, to challenge us when we're wrong, to point that out, and to accept it as such, to see the wisdom within it. And so many times we kind of chafe against that because it's uncomfortable, and because we don't like to admit that we're wrong. We're going to expand this some more tomorrow. So I don't want to get too far into this, but this idea of accepting a wise man's rebuke and preferring that over the song of fools. And that's a tough thing for us to do. Most of us, at least, like the compliments of others. We like to be praised. We like to be thought well of. And because of that, we're not perhaps as discerning as we ought to be as to the sincerity behind those compliments and well wishes. So there are times that we continue on with things that, well, shouldn't continue on because everybody seems to be in support of it. Reminds me of the old story, the emperor's new clothes. And how, in order to appear wise and not look like he didn't know anything. The emperor actually goes about naked. And no one's willing to point that fact out. Until a young boy has the audacity to exclaim the obvious. And yet we do that when we fail to see the power of God's word to rebuke the sin in our life, to rebuke the things that we've held on to that are not true. We pretend like we're fully clothed. We pretend like everything's okay. And we prefer the song of fools that agree with us rather than the wise rebuke of someone that knows God. I think one of the greatest fears of many young people, and with most of the schools back in session by today here in North Central Indiana. Some have been back for a couple weeks. Some went last week. Most of the rest of them in North Central Indiana returned today. And it made me think of my school days. And one of those greatest fears is to be laughed at, to not fit in, to be noticed in a way that's not, well, not good. And what an incredible thing to have people in our life who are willing to tell us that what you're about to do is foolish. Because sometimes we get blinded. Because, well, we're pretty proud of ourselves. We're pretty well convinced that we make good choices all the time. We know better, but in the moment we think, if this is what I want, it has to be good. And to receive the rebuke of a wise man that was willing to say, I don't care how many people like it. I don't care how many people agree with it. It's wrong. And the wise man that has the power to do that most effectively is God. And he does that through his word, through his children who know his word, who put it into practice. I would much rather have somebody tell me in private that this isn't right than to discover that in public. Back to the grade school incidents, and there was a time where I'm guessing this has probably happened to most of us guys at some point in our life. But I was in class, and I was rather antisocial, to put it mildly. I didn't really, it's not that I didn't like people, I was fearful of people. And so I would stay to myself for the most part, except when required to interact. And as is typical of a young person, any laughing or giggling that's going on in the room, you automatically think it's about you anyhow. But I had a teacher that quietly pulled me aside one day and let me know that, well, my pants were unzipped. And as I think about that today, I think about, and you know, that's pretty mild as far as a rebuke. I really wasn't doing anything wrong. I had just not been paying attention to doing the things right. And that rebuke, that correction, and we'll talk specifically about correction tomorrow, that heeding the advice of a wise man was definitely much more preferable and pleasant than listening to the songs of fools. And so many times, because we're not quite sure what everybody's laughing about, we simply go along with it and we join in the song of fools. Because the words of the wise man sound, well, crazy. And God's desire is that we would know His word as being powerful for rebuking, for challenging us when our thoughts are wrong, when our actions are wrong, when our heart is wrong, when our motives are wrong. You see, God's word is useful. But as I've talked about already this week, it's kind of requires that we spend time with it and we put it into practice. And today we spend time looking into God's word, discovering the joy of heeding a wise man's rebuke, so that today we're able to more effectively represent Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us enough to rebuke us when we're wrong. When our heart is wrong, when our motives are wrong, when our thoughts are wrong, when our actions are wrong. And Father, you do that through your Spirit, through your Word, through your presence with us, through your presence in our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, help us to recognize the value, the power of a wise person's rebuke. And may we know that, accept that as more valuable, more useful than our natural tendency to join in the song of fools. Father, even when it seems like everyone around us is singing this foolish song, may we seek out a wise rebuke, a wise challenge to that very song that is leading us away. Father, we live in a world that sings songs of foolishness. Some are musical songs, but so many of them are just the chattering acceptance of all that's evil. The unwillingness to take a stand that would challenge what's considered right and wrong. Father, today in so many ways our song of foolishness is a song of a song that's titled tolerance, but really means acceptance, embracing. And Father, may we heed the wise rebuke of your word. And may we begin with our life that we would recognize the sin in our life and reject it. Father, today as we live life, may we be careful, not simply in how we live, but in how we talk with others. That in those necessary times that we would know the value of rebuke, rather than joining in the song of fools that ends up leading our friends and family members and neighbors further away. So God, today, as we accept your rebuke, as we accept the rebuke of your word, may we know that it's given in love, that it's given for our good. And may we allow your word to challenge our thoughts, our actions, our songs. And may we put aside foolishness so that our lives are transformed in such a way that people can see Jesus. And Father, today as we live life, may Jesus be lifted up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.